Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass.
Okay, let's go.
But I'm not gonna wake up. I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up. Keep it steady, cause I'm happy. I'm not gonna wake up. No.
Well, hello. My roller coaster riders, welcome to Roller Coasting. I'm your host, Megano. Guys, let me just start off by saying my window is open. It is melting John right now. It's like that sticky heat, like really clammy, but no sun. Ugh. And obviously over here in Glasgow, we did not have aircon, so it's just sweaty Betty. So I've had to keep the window open. Otherwise, it would not be working conditions. Like, you do not want to see me suffer like this, surely. I deserve better than to sit in a hot box. So the window is open, so I'm really sorry if the sound is any different to normal. This sorry is more so directed at my wonderful editor, Tom. I'd hate to make his job any more complex than it is, dealing with silly old me. But hello, heat aside, hello and welcome back to a new episode. As always, thank you so much for joining. You know it means a world. We catch up, why not? Start with a catch up. I have had a wholesome, gorgeous weekend. On Friday, I went to the gym. Then I got my nails done. Then I got my eyebrows done. Then I got 3 new tattoos. I got a disco ball for my Neon Beach collection. I got Harry, the light of my life, my dog. And then I got the word hope. Sorry, I need to burp. Sorry. I had an ending today. So it's going to come out one end or other end. So I got 3 tattoos. Then I went to Nando's with my best friend Neve. And then we went to see Elvis, which was incredible. Wow. Like, everyone needs to go see Elvis. I actually will not lie, I didn't know anything about Elvis before the movie. Like, not a single thing. All I knew is, ain't nothing but a countdown. On all the time. Is that quite good? Is country singing my calling in life? Is it? I'm also quite good at opera. That's not my best. Look, I'd need to really get into it, and I feel like the people in my house will moan. But Elvis, oh my God, you must go see Elvis. Really, really good. Then yesterday, what did I do yesterday? I don't think I got up to much apart from meeting Miss Bonnie. Ailey, my other best friend. I have so many best friends, not to brag. Ailey got a wee puppy, wee Bonnie. Do you know what? I'm actually posting a weekend vlog, so maybe I should stop giving you spoilers here and you should just watch that. But today, I'm telling you anyway, today I went to Edinburgh, and that's all I'm telling you, right? Go watch if you want to more know. Want to know more. But I've had a super wholesome weekend, which actually sparked today's conversation. Today's topic, sorry, my brain is weirdly not working because I've actually had a great weekend. Today's topic is alcohol. I did get the idea, I shall not lie, from the Queen herself, Miss Emma Chamberlain. However, I'm going to be taking a very, very different approach. So buckle your seatbelts up, guys. This roller coaster is going up and down and all around. Let's go. So anyone who knows me, anyone who follows me on any platform, I'm sure will know that I love to go out. I love a wee drink. I love getting drunk. a lot of the time I end up paralytic. It really is no secret. But that doesn't mean I'm not fully aware of the negative effects it has on not only me personally, but on society as a whole. Obviously, there is much, much bigger issues that come along with alcohol, which I'm sure most of us are fully aware of. And I don't really need to go into these issues because, as always, this is my experience and my experience only. I'm not a professional on the matter. I can't stand here and spit facts. I'm just going to, as always, be telling you stories about little old moi and my opinions. So please bear that in mind as we go on this episode. Let's start with my first drink / when I started drinking. So I don't know if it's the same everywhere. I feel like it kind of is. I feel like this is a kind of general thing. But in Glasgow, people start drinking really, 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 really young. Like, I was probably one of the last to start drinking, like, out of all my school friends, out of whoever I hung around with at the time. And I first got drunk when I was 15 years old. 1-5. That is so bad. As ironic as it might seem now, I actually never wanted to drink. Well, not at the time. Like, I remember saying, me and Lauren, my best friend Lauren, we always said, like, oh, we're not interested in drink. Like, I remember actually saying it as well, Brooke, my other best friend Brooke. Sorry, I feel like I'm bragging with all these best friends. But I remember saying to Brooke, like, fuck going to Ibiza. Not fuck, I wouldn't have sworn at the age of 15. But I remember being like, I don't want to go on girls' holidays to Ibiza or Magaluf, anywhere that. Like, we'll just go to Florida. As if we could afford to go to Florida at the age of whatever, 18, 17, whenever your first girls' holiday is. Well, you've got to admire our imagination, I suppose. But at the time, I actually was not interested in drink. Like, people, I'd go to house parties, I'd go to all the parties every weekend or whenever they were on, but I'd see drunk people and I enjoyed being the sober one. Like, I enjoyed being in control, and like, I was so outgoing at that age anyway that I didn't actually need alcohol, or I didn't feel like I needed alcohol. But it definitely was considered like weird or odd if you didn't drink. Like, I mean, to be honest, people probably thought I was just like a pure bore, even though I wasn't. So no one ever forced me to drink, like, absolutely not. Like, none of my friends, nobody said, like, just drink this. There was none of that. I just did feel pressure from, I don't know, somebody above. Like, I thought, like, look, if you can't beat them, join them. And I was like, everybody loves it so much, there must be a reason. Like, I'll just give it a go. When I say give it a go, I didn't exactly have one drink and see how it went down. I got so drunk the first time I ever drank, and I loved it, and I have stayed that way for almost like 10 years. Ew, 10 years. There's no way I've been drinking nearly a decade. That is actually criminal. Anyway, looking back to almost 10 years ago, yuck, I actually think, what the fuck? Like, that is so, so silly and so dangerous that I was getting drunk at that age. Like, there definitely is a reason you're supposed to be 18. I mean, in America, you're supposed to be 21. Like, you are too young. Like, I couldn't drive a car and I was getting drunk. Like, drinking myself into, like, a whole new universe. Like, it is wrong. And any of my fellow underage drinkers, like, how stressful was that? Like, trying to arrange, like, a jump in, sneaking drink, like, around your mum and dad. Like, I remember I would never go home if I'd been drinking because I was like, well, I'll get caught red-handed. So I actually remember thinking back to times I've always been a lightweight, like, always. So I remember, like, there'd be nights where I'm literally being so sick, like, I can't see, I can't talk, I can't walk, I can't stop throwing up. Like, I was so ill. And all I needed was my mum and dad to make sure I was okay, rub my back, get me to bed. But I just knew I couldn't phone them. I was like, no, like, I'll be grounded for the foreseeable. I'll be grounded in my second life when I come back reincarnated as a dolphin. I'll still be grounded. So that simply wasn't an option. So I just wouldn't go home. And I was in this absolute state, like, at house parties, hall parties. I was doing this at hall parties. It was an absolute mess. Do you know the place I would always stay was my friend's, I won't say her name in case I'm like outing her, my friend's grand's house, because she'd always be asleep by the time we got in, and would sleep, like, one of us would take the bed, one would take the couch, because we're like, well, she's a wee bit older as well, like, she probably won't notice we're drunk, like, maybe not as savvy as, like, our mums and dads would be. So we'd always go stay at our grand's house. Our grand must have thought, these two love staying at my house. But honestly, thinking back, that is the fear, like, thinking of 15-year-old, 16-year-old Megano, like, running about the streets, like, absolutely out her face, like, that is not good. It's very, very dangerous. And when I have kids, I'm going to be worried sick. If I have any younger roller coaster riders out there, I'm going to give you advice that I certainly did not take at your age. But honestly, there's no rush. There is no rush to start drinking. You potentially will be drinking the rest of your life if you do wait till you're 18. Enjoy the sober days. Enjoy being sensible and fun, and just enjoy being a kid. Like, there is no rush to grow up. The next thing we'll discuss is being drunk. There is absolutely no denying that I love being drunk. I do. I absolutely do. It emphasises my really silly side. It gives me heaps and heaps, like, far too much confidence. And 9 out of 10 times, it makes me really happy. Like, I'm very rarely a sad drunk, angry drunk, emotional drunk. Like, I'm normally just silly, goofy, quirky drunk, if I do say so myself. But, big fat but, along with these super, super fun things, alcohol can bring out your worst side. And obviously it does make you say or do silly things that you later regret. No regrets, but I have lots of regrets. I remember when I was really, really young, my first boyfriend broke up with me. Yeah, who's been dumped? Me. So I got a steaming, obviously, to hide the fact I was absolutely heartbroken. And you know what? I was so fine. It was in the dean's house. It was really fun. It was all my school friends. Really good time. Really good vibe. I think the dean's family are in Portugal. When are they not in Portugal? They have a house in Portugal. It's amazing. I went just before the pandemic started. Wonder if Nadine would let me go this year. Anyway, conversation for another day. But anyway, really, really good night, right? But then, obviously, the heartbreak starts to creep in. You know, alcohol can only mask something for so long. Then I got on Twitter, put up this aimed tweet, and it was a selfie of me not looking very good. I was drunk. And I tried to type, "Hope you are as good as me," but it was all spelled wrong, like punctuations all off. Like, an English teacher would have been violently sick at this caption. Like, how embarrassing is that? Oh my God. And then he, like, I think he, like, tweeted something back, like, ew. No wonder. No. I could probably write a book on the silly things I have done drunk. I could. There's a long, long list. But the worst thing I've ever done drunk was what could have been, honestly, no word of a lie, a life-altering, potentially life-ending injury, or what, accident? Yeah, accident. So basically, I was 19 at the time. I'll never, ever, 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 ever forget this. So I was 19 at the time, and I went up to my friend's house, who has the coolest house ever. Like, I'm talking swimming pool in the back garden. Cool. Who in Scotland has a swimming pool in their back garden? I only have one friend. I only know one person who has that. So anyway, we're at her house. Her parties were always so, so good. So I was steaming, obviously, usual, blah, blah, blah. And I obviously make use of the pool. Whenever there's a pool, I go in it. And I wanted to showcase my diving skills. Now, my diving skills are actually piss poor. It's definitely not worth showing. However, this was dive number, like, 27 or something, right? I'd been doing a lot of dives, but I was getting a bit cocky now, right? Everyone's egging me on, everyone's pretending my diving's really good. So I'm like, right, watch this. This is the Megano extravaganza, right? So I walk all the way to her kitchen doors. I take this big, 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 big run, and I decide, let's change it up. Let's do no hands. So I dive head first into the pool. May I add, shallow end. Smacked my face off the bottom, and when I can still hear it. You know, some people have tinnitus where there's a constant, like, ringing in their ears. That's how I feel about this sound that I heard that moment. So when I smacked my face off the bottom, I actually went in laughing because I was drunk and having fun. So the only thing, well, the first thing that hit the bottom of the pool was my big tooth. Imagine how that sounds. Imagine how it would sound to hit your tooth off of concrete at a fast pace. I'm sure there's some sort of physics in that, but I did fail physics at school, so I can't really explain that to you, but it's a shockingly bad noise, right? So I swam up to the top of the pool and everyone's like just like laughing, giggling, and I was like, no, this is not a laughing matter, this is code red. I just knew instantly that I'd done something bad. Like, this wasn't just like a wee bash. I was like, I've fucked shit up here. And I did. However, counting my lucky stars, like, honestly, God was in that pool with me, clearly, because I very easily, no laughing matter, could have broke my neck, my spine, I could have died. Like, honestly, when my mum and dad found out about this, they were not happy. Granted, get it. A-OK, will not do again, signed and sealed. It was totally, totally irresponsible, literally playing with my life, not okay, would not recommend to a friend. However, I did do damage, and technically lifelong damage, although it could be so much worse. Basically bashed my tooth so bad that all my nerves like split. Obviously, I'm no dentist, so again, can't explain this probably correctly, but all of your tooths have like wee nerves in them, right? And they all sit in vertically, pointing down, doing their job, keeping your teeth white, keeping it functioning A-OK. I hit mine so hard, all my nerves went splat. They all went all over the place, like facing the wrong way. So that was causing me so, so, so much pain. I had in the end something like 7 or 8 rounds of root treatment. And if anyone's ever had root treatment, it's not the most joyful of procedures, no. So I had that like 7 or 8 times to remove all the nerves from my tooth because they were no longer functioning. And my tooth is technically dead and grey. So now I have to get internal whitening in it every year if I want it to look nice. And I've also found out from my latest dentist that it will actually fall out in a couple of years and I'm going to need an implant. And I'm talking about my very, very, very front tooth. So that's the price I paid for being so stupid. So yes, alcohol can be a pretty terrifying thing. It 100% influences you to make decisions you would not make sober. Obviously, you know, a lot of people cheat when they're drunk. Personally, to me, that is not an excuse. Like, if Callum said, I cheated on you, but look, I was just really drunk, I'd be like, you cheated on me, mate. You're booted out the door regardless, intoxicated or not. But I do believe you are more likely to make silly and reckless decisions whilst drunk. But again, backing up my point, just because you were drunk does not mean it was okay to cheat on me, Callum Bradley, if you ever find that you do. Oh my God, I keep farting because I had an Indian today. Have I told you that? I think I've told you that, but I keep farting. I know what's coming. The storm is brewing. The next one, I won't speak too much on just hangovers alone, like being sick, sore head, etc, etc, hairball, because I do actually have a full episode dedicated to that in season one, so go listen to that if you like the sound of that. I'm sure it's called 5 Stinking Hangovers, so go and enjoy. However, let's talk about hangxiety / the fear. Luckily, I actually wouldn't say I often get the fear or have had the fear regularly, which is pretty surprising considering the way I act when I'm drunk. I probably should have the fear more than I do. But on the few occasions I have gotten it, oh my Lord, that is nasty. Like, I've actually felt my heart pounding out my chest, cringing. Like, any time a wee flashback comes into my head, I'm like, no, 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 go away. And actually, like, that way you're even scared to check your phone, even though you know you've done nothing harmless. It's like an emotion you just cannot control. Wait, I mean, you actually cannot pick your emotions. That's an absolute matter of fact. It's horrible. And it's so strange. Like, some of my friends will say, oh my God, I've got the fear. And I'm like, you genuinely cannot stress enough. You did nothing wrong. There is nothing to worry about. But at the same time, I can totally relate on the odd occasion. I mean, I am putting two and two together, and I'm assuming it's the volume of alcohol and a mix of the lack of sleep just messing with your head. But, oh my Lord, it is not fun. If I got the fear more than I do, I genuinely think I'd have to seriously, seriously cut back on consuming alcohol. Like, I'm very bad at dealing with anxious thoughts. And I'm sure most people who have anxiety are the same, or else you wouldn't have anxiety. But yeah, it makes me really spiral. So if I was dealing with that on like a weekly basis, no, would be cutting it out. And I know it's easier said than done, but if you are someone who suffers from anxiety / the fear, know that you're not alone. There will be so many hungover pups sitting at home, going over everything they've done, said, how they acted, for no reason. Like, see, unless you have done something bad, and I mean bad, I don't mean like doing like a cartwheel or doing the splits or like being sick. Like, these are all really, really normal things in the life of Meganna Welsh. So please don't stress over them. Unless you have done something morally wrong, don't have the fear. And if you have done something morally wrong, just take ownership and get sorted, okay? Okay, let's go. Sorry, I actually do write notes. Does that make me a loser? I don't know. I do write notes before I record podcasts, and I actually wrote at the end to finish that wee topic off. If you are feeling fear, blah, 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 whack on Taylor Swift and shake it off, yeah, yeah. The haters gonna hate, 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 baby. I'm just gonna play, 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 play.
I'm embarrassing, I know.
And the last topic, which could have a few subtopics, look at me, Miss A in Higher English, is the pressure to drink at social events. So obviously this doesn't apply to everyone. For example, Molly. Molly doesn't drink, never drinks. So of course she's never expected to drink at any social event. However, Miss Madwick Megano, on the other hand, is very expected to drink. Like, it's just like common knowledge that I will be drunk at social events. It's almost like it would be rude, and I'm not even using the word loosely, it's almost like it would be rude if I didn't get drunk at a social event. That was rude. But that's also expected. However, I am 100% guilty of this too. Like, say we're going out and one of my friends is like, I'm not drinking tonight. I'm like, what? Why? I'm like, are you being serious? Like, oh my God, just get drunk. You're going to miss out. It's going to be so fun. I do that too. Like, you're low-key gutted that someone isn't drinking, but oh my God, how toxic is that? My question is, how have we gotten to a place where people almost have to drink to fully commit to a night out? Do you know what I'm saying? Would you agree? I feel like if you are someone who does enjoy getting drunk, if you go to a night and you're saying, I'm not drinking tonight, it's like you're not fully committing to it. It's like you've got one foot in, one foot out. Like, you just assume, oh, they can't even be bothered being here. That's so wrong, but it's so true. Believe it or not, guys, I have finally hit the age of 24 and decided I actually don't want to get drunk every single weekend. I'd love to have some sober weekends, do some wholesome fun shit, be like a health queen now and again. So recently I have had a few sober nights out, right? So I still go on the night out, still put an effort, still get an outfit, I still go, I just don't consume any alcohol. Actually, one night I was consuming Red Bull instead. I must have had like 4 cans of Red Bull. Oh my God. I may as well have got off my face. Like, I was so, I felt terrible after it. Apparently, if you have IBS, you shouldn't drink Red Bull. And I feel like I learned that the hard way. I felt terrible. I think you get like a sugar come down or like a energy, caffeine come down, maybe it's that. I felt honestly terrible. I couldn't leave the house the next day, so I'll not be doing that again. I've not touched Red Bull ever since. I also can't drink Monster because it gives me migraines, so it turns out the energy drinks just are not for me. Sorry, got a bit distracted there. As I was saying, recently I've had a few sober nights out, right? And I've actually been terrified and always avoid announcing that I'm sober because I don't want anyone being annoyed or disappointed. That makes my friends sound like monsters. They're absolutely not. And the reality is that reality of it is they probably don't give a shit. It's just me in my head thinking I'm not committing to this night. I'm not making effort here. I'm being a pure bore. I'm being a party pooper. It's just my brain doing overtime as it always does. She loves to work hard, my brain. Where was it? Was it Emma Chamberlain's podcast or was it somewhere else? Somebody said, alcohol is the one drug we apologise for not consuming. And that is bonkers. That's absolutely crazy. Like, you don't hear anyone saying, sorry, I'm not getting high. Sorry, I'm not smoking weed. Sorry, I'm not, you know, doing the rest. So why do we apologise for not drinking? It's absolutely nuts. If your friend is having a party for whatever reason, it's her graduation, it's her birthday, she just wants a party, for whatever reason it may be, or your friends are playing in a club because they're DJs like my friends do, as long as you're still making the effort to go and you're still showing face, you're still trying to have fun, it definitely should not matter what you consume. It doesn't matter if you're having a coffee, a water, a pint of milk, a double vodka Red Bull. It does not matter what you're drinking as long as you are there. And that's something I really need to try and remember and practice what I preach. But in my head, I'm just panicking, thinking everybody thinks I'm a shit pal and I'm getting exiled from this group. And I know I'm not alone in this. I know a lot of my friends and probably you guys can relate, but I think we need to make a movement. We all need to group together and actively try and change this. I mean, seriously, we should be cheering on the health queens who don't want to partake in booze every weekend. We need to take a leaf out of their book. Subtopic time. So as I said, I really do want to try and rein it in a wee bit with the drink. I obviously don't have a problem and I'm not saying that at all, but I do typically drink large volumes every single weekend. And don't get me wrong, I love it. I love being with my friends, creating memories when I can remember them, which isn't very often. And I love being silly, but I also love, like, emphasis on love, my day-to-day sober life. I'm in a very fortunate position, as we all know by now, that I love my work. And when I have a heavy weekend, my work unfortunately does get the brunt of it, which is not fair. And overall, I do want to try and be a bit healthier. I want to be active. I want to seize the day. Instead of just spending every Sunday dying in my bed, like, honestly, what a waste of life. Another thing, and actually like a newer thing, I don't know if I'm just getting old, my body's getting a wee bit rusty. I have noticed that after like a mad weekend on the Monday, sometimes Tuesday, I feel dead down, like dead down in the dumps, feel quite low, feel really groggy, really lazy. And I mean, it doesn't take a genius to work out why. It's obviously from the heavy weekend. So I am going to try and embark on this journey of finding a balance. Keyword, balance. Being crazy Megano, but not every single weekend. Because see, eventually it does just become the same shit, different weekend. Like, the fun wears off, the novelty wears off. Like, I don't get buzzing, like, oh my God, buzz, 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 buzz about every night out anymore because it happens so often. Ideally, what I want is one weekend out, one weekend in, or one weekend drunk, one weekend sober, one weekend drunk, one weekend sober. That is the pattern I would like, but sometimes it's just not feasible. But we'll see, we'll see. So watch me embark on this journey and feel free to join. So to conclude, I really feel like I've wrote a wee essay here. To conclude, guys, I love tequila. I love porn star martinis. I love being drunk and dancing like a ballet dancer in bougie clubs. I love singing at karaoke, even though I'm tone deaf. I love hugging people I've never ever met and telling them my life story. I love squishing and kissing my friends. I love closing my eyes and eating a McD's at the end of the night. I love it all. But I'm old enough and big enough to know it's not all rainbows and daisies, and alcohol certainly isn't something you should ever lose control of. So on that note, drinks responsibly. And thank you so, so much for tuning in and listening to this week's episode of Roller Coasting. I love my podcast and I love you guys even more. Podcast forever, baby. I will see you here again next week for a brand new episode. Don't forget to follow at Roller Coasting Podcast on Instagram so you can keep updated, get interacting, all the fun shit. And also rate the podcast, guys, wherever you listen to me. Give it a wee rate. Preferably 5 stars, but you do you, boo. I'm not judging. Okay, have a lovely week. Goodbye.
Life goes up and it goes down.
Oh. Also, go see Elvis. Ain't enough money, hell gone. Hell no time.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little. And we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.